If life was a cereal box, this would be the toy inside.
Oh, I wanted that one.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Monday morning, Matt O'Kine. Hello to you. This is All Day Breakfast. Your boy Daiso with you here as well. Yeah, good weekend, Matthew.
I had a great weekend. You're talking to a hero, to be honest.
Well, I already knew that, man.
Putting some shoes on, heading off to do Furphy Fridays, and suddenly my partner yells, fire, fire. She was putting in a tuna melt into the griller, and a bit of old baking paper caught up on the burner.
But the idea was baking paper didn't catch on fire.
This was very old dry baking paper. I used it many, many moons ago, and it was still sitting in the oven. Anyways,
a little bit of baking paper kindling potentially.
Yeah. And anyways, had to get she put the lit paper down on the oven door and that was open, and she said and it was sort of just a little bit of fire, and I got the tea towel out and went whoo, and I wiped it. And
well,
put it out.
We've had similarly heroic weekends because I very nearly didn't make it into work today. Yesterday.
What happened?
Out in the garden, doing a bit of gardening, moving some garden beds, splinter in the hand, still hasn't come out. Look at that.
Oh.
Look at that. I'm holding my hand up.
No, that's gross.
It is still in there, my friend. I've basically got a log in my hand as we speak.
You are tree man.
I am half man, half tree. Rat tree dog is what they call me.
Wow. You are that. I mean, why haven't you got it out? Why don't you just get it out?
You think I haven't been picking at my hand with all sorts of pins and tweezers and everything? I've been trying. It hasn't worked. Nothing has worked. I have to grow it out.
You know, you are talking to a hero. Come here.
All right, well, while we do this...
I get my teeth with it.
While we do this, we'll let you hit the phones because we are going to find out what happened on your weekends in a moment. Are you as heroic and brave as your friends Matt and Alex? Well, we'll be finding out in a moment.
This is Matt and Tree Man All Day Breakfast.
All day breakfast with a cup of tea with a tea bag stuck in it.
Well, Matt O'Kine, first things first on a Monday morning, and that is finding out if people were quite as heroic as we were over the weekend, recovering from huge instances of drama, a small piece of baking paper catching fire in Matt's kitchen, and me getting a splinter, probably a 4mm splinter into my thumb. Emma from Newcastle, what was the drama from your weekend?
Look, I didn't start off too great. I had to get tested for coronavirus, but good news, it came back negative.
Well, that is excellent. Australia doing a lot of tests, you know, opening up their testing criteria to people with the smallest signs of symptoms. Want to get on top of this thing. Were you feeling a little bit under the weather?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a tickle in my throat that then developed into like a full-blown coughing fit.
Oh, no.
So I called the hotline at like 5 a.m. Friday, just freaking out. But yeah, they were really awesome and just directed me to my nearest testing centre, and it was, pretty easy process. 30 seconds of very unpleasant sticking things in my face.
Well, that's what I've heard, you know, not having been tested so far. I heard that the old nasal cavity gets a little rogering.
Do you know what? I got tested. And I hoped they'd poked further.
Ooh.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
Not deep enough for O'Kine.
I do have quite cavernous nostrils, but everyone was talking about, they really get in there. They really go up in there. And I was kind of like, all right, try me.
I've been deeper on a Tuesday afternoon, just clearing house.
But Emma, how did you find it? You weren't too uncomfortable or anything like that?
I found the mouth, like the tonsil one, a lot worse. The doctor said I handled the nose one better than majority of people. I don't know what that means, but, you know, survived it.
Good work. Right. Well, good on you for getting tested, doing the safe thing and doing that as well. So appreciate it, Emma, and have a really good rest of the week.
Yeah, thanks, boys. You too.
Joanne is in Melbourne. Joanne, give us your weekend drama.
Oh, definitely. I tuned into Daiso's ISO Zumba class, so had a great weekend.
Now, if you need drama for your Saturday or Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m., that is the place to get it. Enjoy any particular favourite moves that you got involved with?
Oh, it definitely has to be the Irish dancing. I was so inspired that I applied for Riverdance straight after. They haven't replied yet, but I'm
okay. Wait, Joanne, are you joking or you actually applied for Riverdance?
I'm totally joking.
Damn,
yeah, I'm good, but I'm not that good, Maddie.
Time to bring Irish dancing back. It was for anyone who was born after, say, the year 2000, you don't understand how hot Irish dancing was for a few years there.
It hit the big time. I mean, think about in the mid-2000s how big Andre Rieu got, okay, on his little violin there. Before that, it was Michael Flatley, wasn't it?
I would say Michael Flatley was the Kanye of the 90s. I'm not exaggerating when I say that.
Excellent. Well, so will I see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. then, Joanne?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I do have to say, Dyson, I could swear I was taking a Zumba class with Shakira at one point, because I tell you what, those hips don't lie.
They do. They do not. Very truthful, these here hips. Tell you what, they've sworn an oath that my hips on the Bible. Another dramatic weekend coming in. Let's go the final one. Steph from Melbourne, this is huge. What did you do on the weekend?
Was on a Zoom call with Katy Perry.
What?
What?
What are you doing?
Me, Katy Perry?
Well, I have met her before, but yeah, she did a Zoom call because she's promoting her new single, Daisies. And because with the whole global pandemic, you can imagine you can't really promote music the way you used to. So she thought to jump on random Zoom calls and say hi to fans.
Oh, wait, so she crashed your Zoom call?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. What did you do when Katy Perry popped up on the second screen?
There's about 30 of us to begin with, and it was a bit crazy. But by the end of the Zoom call, she was on there for a good 25 minutes. It was about 100 people afterwards, because everyone got word that she was in on the Zoom call. So
and people started flicking the URL out to everyone else to get their mates in.
I'm pretty sure someone did.
Yeah, of course. So
what sort of goss did Katy drop during a Zoom? What were some of the things you took away?
She's considering touring after the whole pandemic thing is over, which is something good to look forward to because I really miss going to concerts and live music.
Oh, it's tough, isn't it, when you want to get out and see some bands? What's the last gig you got to go see before we started locking down?
Kingswood.
They put on a good show.
That's a good one to go out on. You're very lucky there.
They were joking that it was the last rock concert before the end of the world.
They probably weren't far off in the end. Well, no. Steph, thank you very much for that.
We
appreciate you. Did you see the news? Actually, people were saying that Katy Perry was hard to work with on MasterChef, but that doesn't sound like what happens in your Zoom call.
Well, I've actually met her before. She actually helped my partner propose to me on stage in Auckland in 2018.
Hang on a second. What happened there?
Well, I went with a bunch of Katy Perry fans, or we call ourselves Katy Cats, and he was communicating with them because he dropped me off at the airport. It's like, bye, have a good time, because I'm from Melbourne. Her final show was in Auckland, and I had no idea, but he came the day after and appeared. And when he showed up on stage in the middle of the show during the acoustic part, he was dressed in a left shark onesie, and it fully zips up to your face. So I had no idea what was going on. I thought it was Orlando proposing or like saying hi to her as a surprise, but it turns out it was him. And I'm like, what the shit are you doing here?
You were down in the mosh or something.
I was in the mosh, and she strategically planned with him so that he was in a seat, and then so she would call him up and everything like it was all part of the show.
How did he organize this?
I have no idea.
That doesn't happen normally.
No, like all my friends knew, and they kept a really good secret so that we wouldn't bump into each other before it happened.
I mean, were you always going to say yes, or was it a bit?
Oh, at the time, we had been together for 8 years. Of course, it was a, you know, it was overdue.
Okay, I just wanted to say, I mean, you can't deal. Even say no in front of Katy Perry and thousands of fans, but I'm sure you're always going to say yes anyway.
Well, and she also got down on one knee as well when he did, so it's kind of cute.
So basically, you're married to both your husband and to Katy Perry. Because I think that's how it works.
Not married yet. The global pandemic kind of threw Spanner in the works, but it'll happen.
Oh, incredible. Oh, well, you've done so well, Steph.
We love you guys.
Thanks, Steph. Bye.
Bye.
But Matt, whilst incredible, that may not even be the most incredible weekend story of them all. We do have another call to get to. They've had to step away from the phone at the moment because their partner is right now, currently, as we speak, in labor.
What?
They're having a baby
right
over
now.
The weekend. And as we go to air, the baby is on its way. So you could be hearing the very first live podcast birth in Australia.
I'm nervous.
All right. Well, don't be. But it's coming up. You've had a baby. I should be nervous. I've never done this before.
You've
okay.
Never done it before.
I'm an expecting father.
I'll guide you through, mate.
That's exactly. Please do. That is coming up a little bit later on All Day Breakfast.
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
A seventh coffee never hurt anyone.
Oh, I feel a buzz.
This is All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex. And as you heard, it seemed like Katy Perry quite nice when it comes to jumping on Zoom calls or getting marriages up on stage. But Matt O'Kine, always one to open the gossip mags, you've been seeing that she's been labelled a diva or difficult to work with on websites when it came to her appearance on MasterChef last week.
Yeah, I know. Also, Ellen's getting dragged as well. What happened with Ellen? Why is Ellen getting in trouble?
Yeah, it's a long story. I've seen things where people are like, oh, she's just not very nice off the camera, which I'm sure there are a lot of people on cameras. I'm sure some of them are nice, some of them are not.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, Alex Dyson.
You reckon Ellen's nice?
I reckon everyone's nice. It's just, you know, these people talk to so many different people and it all depends on the circumstances.
Are we nice? Are we nice?
Well, I'll tell you what, sometimes
I was at the shops last night and someone was like going, oi, I was in the frozen food aisle. And someone was like, oh, it's Alex Dyson, that sort of thing. Oh, can we take a photo? And I'm like, nah, social distancing. I said it apologetically. I'm sorry, because obviously, of course, you would. But also it was like 10 p.m. and I wanted to buy some ice cream, but I'd walked past my thing and I could hear them talking. So I just had to keep walking and pretend that I didn't hear until they sort of said out loud, excuse me, sir, has anyone told you you look like Alex Dyson? And then we got into it. But anyway.
See, exactly. I mean, it all depends on the circumstances. I'm sure I've got a group of girls that hate me at the moment because I...
Well, it's because you are a diva and the Australian media industry has proven that.
How's this? No, okay. How's this? I'm at dinner with my partner. This is a few months ago. Completely minding my business.
Right, before the lockdown.
Just before lockdown. Literally the weekend before lockdowns. Get a message on Instagram. Says, Matt O'Kine started following you. I said, what?
I didn't know there was another one.
And there's a picture of me and the account is at matt.o'kine. And my actual Instagram is at Matt O'Kine. So I'm like, what the hell?
That's interesting because we're on Instagram, matt.and.alex, and the imposter has Matt and Alex. So it's a little bit topsy-turvy what we're
things,
used to.
You know when the clones have the guns and they're facing each other and they're like, but maybe I'm not the real one, you know?
Yeah, in Blade Runner where I think someone's a robot, but are they chasing the robots or are they the robots themselves?
So I was like, oh my God, maybe I'm not me, you know? But I checked the account and it's a private account, okay?
Right.
So I start freaking out. Now, on a side note, on the same day, I've been getting these random calls from someone because my number was really close to a number that was on a sex work hotline. So I'm getting all these random calls.
Are you in an episode of Mr. Bean or something?
Getting all these random calls, people wanting to see me tonight, and... I get me following me, so I'm like, oh, someone's out to get me. Someone's setting me up. So I reported the account.
The imposter, sure.
Okay.
Marketers spam.
Report spam. Someone impersonating me.
Great.
Right.
Good.
Anyway,
get rid of them.
I follow the account just to see who it is, see what they're doing, see how they're pretending to be me. Anyway, they accept me.
Great.
I look at their account.
You're on the inside now. You've made it in.
It's just like a 20-something-year-old girl just having fun, her life, normal, friends, out to dinner, posting pics in the park with her dog.
Her name just happens to be Matt O'Kine, and her profile picture just happens to be of your face.
Well, yeah, she just, so anyway, then she messages me. Hey, can't believe you're following me. I'm such a big fan. Oh, I've been to your shows. I love the other guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh this is really sweet. That's nice
of you. It was just an O'Kine stan account.
And then I wake up the next morning. Instagram sent me a message saying, hey, we've taken action and we've deleted that account. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, dear. Suddenly I'm getting messages from her and her friends. Why the hell did you do that? We thought you were cool, man. I've just lost 7 years of my Instagram. 7 years of memories down the drain just because you couldn't handle the name being similar. I was like, you're impersonating me, though. I mean, I've had people on my Facebook saying, oh, hey, guys, come and see my show for free. Just turn up at the gig and you can come in. You know, so I freaked out.
And did you explain that to them?
I tried. Do you think they wanted to listen to it? All I cared about is their 7 years lost memories.
You're like one of those big companies who try to, like Hugo Boss, who tries to sue people, anyone who uses the word boss in everything. Matt O'Kine. Do not say anything. Matt O'Kine, Crumb, other guy.
You are not taking their side on this. Please tell me that you are not.
Once you found out they were nice, you could have just hit up Instagram and said, look, sorry, it was a false alarm.
No. You really are a rat dog, you know that. No one's pretending to be you because there's only one and only one absolute rodent canine.
All right, well, just to be clear, from now on, the Matt O'Kine is Matt O'Kine and Matt.O'Kine is defunct. It's not there anymore. He got rid
of it.
It's been killed.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect.
Now, Matt, you're a Queenslander. What's going on in that state? Because in Townsville over the weekend, people are getting a little bit worried. A large clump found on the side of the road. People are like, oh, no, hope someone's not hurt. Go in there. Sex doll. Large, realistic, inanimate sex doll.
Yeah, it happened just south of Bowen, actually. On Friday. So they found in the morning. Then by the afternoon, the police said it was a sex doll. It took a long time. Do you know what I mean? Like the reports, I guess they had to be double sure.
Yeah, of course.
But it took longer than I would think.
Yeah.
For this to be concluded. Also,
because, you know, like everything, video game graphics, you know, sex dolls are getting more realistic, I guess. And so, better safe than sorry.
Well, absolutely. And someone said the Courier Mail, in this news article I'm reading, it says a source told the Courier Mail the body was determined to be a sex doll. Not a cheap one either. So someone's obviously splashed out in
probably
more ways than one, to be honest.
Well, that just makes it all the more incredible because you wouldn't expect if someone, you know, drops a bomb on a sex doll, you don't want to be leaving it lying around.
No. I mean, there was animal brains or something on it as well.
So is this prank territory now?
Well, I don't know because the sort of inflatable doll mannequin scene, it's hot right now.
I just prefer having a body pillow, you know. That's.
I hear you. I'm a big fan of the two. The two end to end. But they're everywhere. There are mannequins in Taiwan and Korea that baseball stadiums are filling up the seats. Oh, they're using cardboard cutouts in Taiwan and Korea. And there's restaurants now with inflatable mannequins sort of to give you that vibe, you know, that vibe, Dyson, when you're sitting down having a meal,
true,
that vibe
not
that you want to make you feel like you're in some sort of horrific hell of stillness and weirdness. People.
You mean the movie House of Wax? Is that what you're referring to there, Matt?
Yeah, I don't know whether I'd want a room full of blow-up dolls in my restaurant. They say it's very rude to eat with your mouth open. So I don't know.
Well, they are everywhere. They're popping up on the side of the road. And we did ask you on Instagram what you have found on the side of the road. Crazy Dog Lady, 83, says, my dad is a hoarder and made me get out of the car one time to pick up a piece of rope, which is... Ooh,
I'd be annoyed to undo the seatbelt for that one.
Nick Davis says, a perfectly fine Macca's double cheeseburger. It must have looked real good as you're driving past to go out and make sure. Hang on, that looks like a good burger out there. Let's go.
Well, do you think it was in the wrapping or just... on a plate.
Potentially on a plate. And Megs has actually got involved as well and said, our vacuum broke one night, so before Hud Rubbish Day, we put it out on the street. The next morning, I go downstairs to see the vacuum in our lounge room again in some freaky ghost of ex-suction past. We had a Canadian stay with us for a few weeks at that time, and when she got up that morning, she was so proud to tell us that she'd found, guys, guess what? I found a vacuum on the street. I know how the old one broke and we needed a new one. She was so proud that she thought that she found us a new background. I almost didn't have the heart to tell her that it was our old broken one. So,
hey, you know, we're always asking on Instagram. We've always got heaps of questions for you. So by all means, keep in touch with us on matt.and.alex and keep in touch with the show.
Yep. So either what have you found on the side of the road or where do you put your sex doll? That's the two. The two talk back. We're going with there.
I smell toast.
Yes, on All Day Breakfast with you, myself, Alex Dyson, Matt O'Kine. And I've got to tell you, this podcast has been really fun to get back with you, Matt. It's been such an enjoyable time. We're up to our third week now?
Yes.
Times go so fast. A lot of good things about it. I think the main good thing about it is that I'm now finally able to tell what day it is. Because we've got a show every day. Because there was a while in there, man, where I had no idea what was going on. Weekends, weekdays, they all melded into one giant puddle.
Especially when you actually like weren't leaving the house at all, right? Oh. That 2 weeks of proper isolation, man.
No idea.
Time, space, it all just turned into one thing.
Our producer Bron is in here as well, whose father actually has had a similar event. How's it going, Bron?
Hey, guys.
Tell us about your dad. Has he been working from home?
Yeah, so he's been working from home and like you said, everyone else is kind of losing track of the days of the week as well. So
let's get rid of them. Let's just get rid of days.
They're arbitrary.
We've proven that they are pointless.
Yep.
I don't know who to write to get this to happen, but they need to know.
They're all blurring into one. So last week he put the bins out a day early. And then when he realised it was a few hours later, so he went outside to kind of see what was going on. And about six other houses had put their bins out as well.
The old Pied Piper of the wheelie bin, potentially, out there. He was a binfluencer with his wheelie action. So what was the score in total?
About six other houses put their bins out.
That's
on the wrong day.
Because
I mean, was it one bin? Was it a one bin day or was it, you know, the three bins? Did he have the red, yellow and green
out? I think he had
the
three out.
Oh, the hat trick right down the street.
The traffic lights were there for all to see. Because I'm very much, I mainly know it's bin night when I'm either I see everyone else's bins out, so I have to put it out, or I hear the truck in the morning and have to run out in the old dressing gown and bare feet dragging it behind me like some sort of absolute Muppet.
And bin day is pretty serious stuff at the moment because you're at home so much, you're consuming so much more, and it's all going in the bin. If you miss 1 week, it's game over, man. You got bottles spilling out the top of that yellow one.
Well, the funny thing is, I read a tweet about that where it's in the past when you used to pour a bunch of bottles into your wheelie bin, people would look at you like, this person. They're like, no, it's okay. I just had a party. That's why I've got so many, you know, bottles. And nowadays it's like, no, I didn't have a party. I'm just an alcoholic. I drank all of these. It's don't worry. I'm not having people over.
You got to do it quietly. You got to lay down the bottles one by one and then put like newspaper layering over it, making like a beer bottle lasagna. That's the trick.
Exactly right. Now, Bron, we thought this could be Australia's new favourite game.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that it's much in the way car cricket, you know, you're going along and you score points as different cars go past. I think this is even simpler. What we'd like you to do this week is put your bins out on any night you want. Whenever you're coming out to bat, whenever you want, okay? You plonk your bins out, you go in the house. You get to the Venetian blinds, you pull it down slightly and you watch, okay? And by, we'll give you a couple of hours, go out, see how many points you scored, how many other people were influenced by your wheelie and have gone out. And then we'll see who can get the best score.
Yeah, we are looking for Australia's best binfluencer right now. Absolutely loving it. Let us know. How do you reckon? I don't know whether my street would buy it.
I don't know. What, six is the record so far, so that's all.
Is it older person thing or younger person thing, do you reckon? Because, I mean, what I've found is parents take bins real seriously.
Yeah, so, I'm with you. I think the older you get, the more your week revolves around bin nights. In my experience.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they miss it, if the truck comes later after a few hours, you're on the phone to the council, you know, there's lots of complaints to be made. It just feels like that's a natural part of your sort of age.
It's the same kind of person who, you know, they had two big nights. One was they watched Hey Hey It's Saturday. The other night they put out the bins. So they were the two highlights of the week. So we'd like you to get involved, go out to bat, put your bins out, have a score. Let us know what you ranked, and we're going to find Australia's best binfluencer a little bit later on. Hopefully, by the end of the week, we can have a couple of good scores, good couple of knocks. Who is the Bradman of bins? We'll be finding out.
All day breakfast.
Well, Matt, the moment has arrived. We've been teasing a very, very big weekend story, and this one is just being delivered right now. And I use that in the most literal term possible because James from the sunny coast is with us right now. Hello, James.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. James, I mean, Matt and I thought we had eventful weekends, my friends. I've still got a splinter in my thumb. Matt himself hailed a hero, up for a bravery award because he put out a little baking paper fire after using and reusing the same paper fire.
That's deadly.
Too long, but yeah. It seems as if you could trump us both. What's going on?
We are, I think we're about 10 hours into our labor at the moment.
Are you going to be a dad?
I am a dad, but not, this is a new one.
So you're going to be a double dad? Going. Triple
yeah.
dad?
Yeah.
Quadruple yeah, dad? How many times have you done it before?
Just once before.
Okay.
Once before.
All right. So, I mean, you say we are, you know, 10 hours into a labor.
Yeah.
Generally, one party does a bit more work, but I have, you know, I've definitely been a birthing partner as well. It's not easy. Well,
so you're at the stage in labor. I'm just trying to get this right. You're at the stage where you've got time to go out and talk to breakfast radio hosts.
I just, like, to be fair, I had to have a nap before.
Well, you would have been tired, wouldn't you, James, from a very big day?
You've
been
so
doing
tired.
A lot of hard work. But please tell us how your lovely partner is going.
She's going all right. Yeah, she's going good. She's a champion. We're we're watching Monk at the moment on Amazon. Oh, so
nice throwback.
We're just
Is she there?
I grab her. Hold on a sec.
Okay. Are we about to talk? Hang on.
Are we talking to someone who's in labor right now? Great.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, we didn't get your name before.
Rebecca.
Rebecca, this is unprecedented territory for us. So,
are you having a baby right now, Rebecca?
Yeah, I'm bouncing on a birthing ball.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my god, this is incredible stuff. So, and how is it going so far?
Painful, but good.
Oh, goodness me. So 10 hours in, I am absolutely ignorant to all of this. When do they officially start the stopwatch on labor? What needs to happen to get that starter's pistol going?
I think you got to wait about 24 hours, so we've still got a little while to go.
So that's not water's breaking yet, or anything like that?
The water's broken, yeah. We're just doing a bit of TV.
Okay, so you're at home still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got the TENS machine out or anything? Trying to distract them?
The heat packs and the bath bowl and a hot shower. Just trying to breathe through them at the moment.
Yeah. What's happening on Monk at the moment, Rebecca?
He's in protective custody at the moment, naturally.
Mm. Okay, but fair enough.
There's a murder across the lake.
Oh, who got murdered?
Oh, what's up, dude? You know how it is.
Do you know, my partner went through most of Labor listening to Case File podcast.
Oh.
So, I mean, whatever gets you through it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Rebecca, the only thing I know about Labor is literally people screaming, lying down, saying the baby's coming, going off, hitting their part, you know, sweat dripping down their faces. Is you've had a child before? Is that what's coming up?
She's just in a contraction, so she can't talk.
Okay. Sorry. This is uncharted waters for us here, Matt. I feel completely out of my depth. I feel bad for even having Rebecca on the phone. I feel that this is...
Rebecca, I feel like... are you sure you want to talk to us right now?
Yeah.
So how is this? Is it any different to the first labor that you've went through with your first child?
My first labor was a lot faster, so this one's a bit more prolonged.
What's James done that you found really helpful, or has kind of, you know, annoyed you?
It's helpful when he rubs my back for me, and it's annoying when the lights and music and everything gets turned on.
All right, yeah. So too much shouting and yelling and different voices coming at you could be more on the annoying side of things.
Is he having a rave while you're going through labor? I mean, I remember a friend of mine was saying that she was in labor and her partner just walked into the birthing suite just eating a curry for lunch, and she was like, get out now. So it's good that James is doing the right things by you, but this is incredible stuff.
I feel like we should almost do a all-day breakfast filibuster where we refuse to leave your side until we all get through this together, Rebecca. Would you like us to hold your hand through this whole process, or is it better to check in with you later in the week and make sure it's all gone okay?
Yeah, it might be a bit awkward, maybe.
So before we let you go, names, what are we thinking? Matt, Alex?
We're thinking the middle name, # Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Yeah. # second middle name Woods is the goods. So yeah,
great.
Yeah, fair enough.
Double barreled. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. We wish you all the best. What a lovely moment to be a part of. James, keep rubbing that back, mate. And all the best for you, Rebecca. We'll check in with you later in the week and hope everything goes okay.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
Congratulations. Yay.
The all day breakfast baby, Matt O'Kai. That is pretty real and raw stuff to finish the show with.
It does not get... That is the all-day breakfast paleo diet. Is paleo the raw one?
I don't know. Raw vegan, we'll go with. But incredible work. Thank you to James, Rebecca. You'll have to check back in with us later in the week to find out, A, the baby's name, okay, B, what the middle name is, C, who got murdered in Monk, and will they pay for it? We'll find out the answer to all those questions and more in a future episode of All Day Breakfast. Thank you very much for joining us on a Monday. Phew, I'm sweating. I mean, I think that contraction was as uncomfortable for me and you as it was for Rebecca. I've never been in a situation like that before
in any of my radio days. Incredible stuff. We wish them both the best. We wish you the best. See you tomorrow. Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.